Let's take it from the top. Pot off the wire.
Pot off the wire.
Pot off the wire, baby.
With my people's
Britney bitch. Pot off the wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Our nationwide network of lenders can get you $1,000 fast. Don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That's WeFixMoney.com. So Scott Storch, he did an interview recently, and he decided to talk about, 50 Cent leaving a major label. He says that he thinks at some point that you could be the owner of the next Interscope Records. Is that in your future?
Well, yeah, I'm on focus on bringing in new talent and developing. Right now, I have to develop the system, so I have to bring the right people. But I know the people that they've been hiring the whole time, the indies and everything is there. Mm-hmm. I've been so aware of what's going on that it's going to be a comfortable transition for me, and it will be. I'll be able to compete year ending if we start looking at the numbers following next year. This year, I'll get it established.
Now, we saw a story the other day. I don't know if somebody took your words out of context or, just give you the chance to explain it. Somebody said that you said Interscope was coming, Beats by Dre Records. Did you say that?
Well, yeah. Well, it's actually, when you see every single video that comes out have a product placement from Beats, and then the only thing that I get from the actual video department is they don't want to lose their job, so they don't want me to put my headsets in it. Oh. So then they start to say they focus more on the actual headset sales than the actual record.
Okay.
Is it true they were blurring your SMS?
Well, they blurred the hat.
Oh, okay.
When they actually sent the video back. See, I don't want them to feel like it was a full-on attack because they did do what I asked of them in the release.
But you can't wear your own hat to support your own product and your own video?
I can because I'm not on Interscope. See those other guys, you will see that placement in the actual videos. Like, I think it was just a remix for Rico Love thing. Mm-hmm. Had a big headset placement in it.
Yeah. So you did an interview with Complex, and you said how your new album, it kind of talks about the positive and negative aspects of success and prosperity. What are the negative aspects of success?
Well, I grew up in an environment where the price of life is cheap, so progressing too fast will bring some interesting energy around you, that jealousy and envy connected to it.
Uh-huh.
And then when you win, sometimes you can't actually see a person's entitlement growing.
Mm-hmm.
So later you'll see that people expect you to work for them instead of actually work themselves. So when you see artists that were around, not around, it's because they're not working to actually sustain their position within the culture.
We're going to keep going with 50. I'm Britton. That's your Hot Off the Wire. I know I missed a lot of stuff. Make sure you go to get more stories at the Russ Parr Morning Show.com. And you can tweet me at Too Pretty Britty and at Russ Parr Show.